Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Longtime listeners of At Issue may know that over the years, we have followed what I would call the steady rise of the city colleges of Chicago, from schools with poor graduation and retention rates and a shaky budget to a system focused on getting and keeping students on a path to meaningful improvement and employment. Well, this weekend, we chart a new chapter, one involving 1 million degrees. Hello, I'm political editor Craig Delamore, and this is At Issue. Challenges for the city colleges include getting more students to attend and getting them to keep coming. College may not be for everything, but even for the students that really want to go through colleges, there can be obstacles to getting through it. That brings us to a new $20 million expansion of a program designed to help students stay on course to their degrees. It's called 1 Million Degrees, and it's our focus this weekend. We've got an all-star panel. Juan Salgado is chancellor of the City Colleges of Chicago, a position he has held since 2017. He headed up Instituto del Progreso Latino before that, and he's been on this program so often in various capacities that he could probably co-host. We're also joined by Anish Sohoni. He is the CEO of 1 Million Degrees, and we will let him tell you more about that organization. And we are also delighted to have Stephanie Meeks, who is a student in the 1 Million Degrees program. And she was featured in a very nice video about their efforts. We are conducting this interview via Zoom, and I thank all three of you for being here. Anish Sohoni, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what 1 Million Degrees is and what it does.
Sure, absolutely. And thanks for having us. And look, let me start by just saying how thrilled we are to be working in partnership with the City Colleges of Chicago on the continued evolution of the partnership that we started a while ago. So in 2006, 1 Million Degrees was founded to really support the City Colleges of Chicago to think about how we can support students collectively on their pathways to economic mobility. And so we provide holistic wraparound supports to students that include four core services. First is personal support to really help our students navigate their life journey. As you noted in the introduction, our students go through a lot. And so really making sure they have that human being and that touch point around them matters deeply. Second, we provide academic support to really ensure they're succeeding in their educational journey, including making sure they're accessing resources that already exist on campus, like tutoring services. Third is professional support, helping our students really understand how their educational journey bridges to their career aspirations. And finally, and critically important, is financial support to ensure monetary resources are not a barrier to our students in terms of their ability to continue on their journey.
And that financial support is a stipend, essentially, correct?
That's right. So all of our students are eligible for up to $1,000 a year as they move through the expectations of our program. It's a non-restricted stipend, which means our students can use it for whatever needs may come their way so they can continue on in terms of their journey in education and their hopes and dreams.
And then can you talk about a little bit about the expansion that the program is going through? That is the occasion that brings us all together.
Absolutely. I'll get us started, but I think it'll be great for the chancellor to jump in here.
Absolutely.
Well. So, know, on our end, we're grateful to be in service of the City College's vision to ensure that all students have the necessary supports to thrive. And I'll really commend City College's, the Chancellor and its leadership for investing in programs like 1 Million Degrees that have a proven track record, right? So we've been studied by the University of Chicago's Inclusive Economy Lab, and it really found that when you are given the offer of supports like 1 Million Degrees, you are much more likely to enroll, persist, and graduate. And so really the idea of the partnership is to say, rather than having to apply for 1 Million Degrees and apply for our supports, students will be automatically accepted into our program. And we think that's a critical equity issue, right? Students shouldn't have to apply for the resources that they deserve and that will enable them to thrive.
And Juan Salcado, yeah, let's talk about that partnership that has been going on for years and is getting much bigger now, and how it's made a difference for the City College students.
Yeah, Craig, I first want to say how grateful we are to 1 Million Degrees for their focus on our students. And their mission orientation is completely focused on our students. And so that's why we're investing in this partnership. That's why we've assisted to go out and help raise additional dollars. That's why we're committed to ensuring the sustainability of this very successful work, which will be growing into the future. And the bottom line reason for this is we want more of our students, dramatically more of our students, to succeed along the pursuits that they have, to their hopes, to their dreams, to their careers, to their well-being, right? Here in Chicago, and as you know, our students are Chicagoans. They're from every community in the city, but they're particularly from the communities that have been the hardest hit by this investment, the hardest hit by COVID, right? And they're working through that, through many of life challenges, and they're increasingly succeeding. And so we want to give them that added support, right? That added human being, that added wraparound, love and care that comes from the supports that 1 Million Degrees provides. We want every one of our students to achieve the goals that they have. And this partnership brings us a step closer to being able to realize that. We're looking, by the way, Craig, to achieve unprecedented outcomes in student well-being and student completion and student advancement as a system. So keep your eye on this. 1 Million Degrees and the work we're doing here is going to help us to achieve those unprecedented outcomes. And to see, students like Stephanie have that confidence, that they are going to achieve their life goals.
Now, at the moment, this is a program that is centered on Olive Harvey, correct? And yeah. you may want to, but let's be specific about what's happening at Olive Harvey, which is that you're covering the whole school, right?
Yes, we are. We have decided that the way to grow this is to, offer this to all students that are taking 9 credits or more, to give them the opportunity to not miss a student. This is really important. Anish often says it shouldn't be luck or chance, that allows a student to get into OMD. We are, as they enroll in 9 credits or more, welcome them into the program. They can, of course, opt out of it, but our hope is that 100% of them will opt in. And while we're starting at Olive Harvey College on a pilot basis, we will be growing this to additional colleges into the future. With my hope, quite frankly, is that over time, 100% of our students, 9 credits or more, all 7 colleges, get an opportunity to be a part of this effort.
Why start at Olive Harvey?
Several reasons, Craig. First of all, it's a smaller campus that gives us an opportunity to pilot this, but also it had strong leadership that was ready to go in implementing this in President Kimberly Hollingsworth and her team. And the third reason, and very important one too, is that this is a predominantly Black institution, and we want to start in a place that is so important to us because it's a predominantly Black institution. Because oftentimes also, Craig, we don't start things in the college that is the furthest away from the Central Business District, right? The college that is sitting at the border of, you know, the city of Chicago and the state of Indiana, right? We don't think too much, often enough, I should say, about the South Chicago community, right? And the Pullman community and the West Pullman community, those communities, the Roseland community, those communities that are so important, you know, to our city and aren't often thought about enough. And so we're very happy to start it there at Howell Carvey for those different reasons.
Well, Stephanie Meeks, we want to bring you into the discussion because let's face it, you and the other students at Olive Harvey are what this is all about. You are a graduate of Carver Military Academy, and we were talking about chance and luck of people hearing about the program. How did you hear about 1 Million Degrees?
I heard about 1 Million Degrees from my advisor from Carver Military Academy. Unfortunately, I graduated during the pandemic, and I ended up getting an email from my advisor about 1 Million Degrees over that same summer. So while I was working virtually, I ended up applying to 1 Million Degrees, attending their orientation, and was nervous that I would be accepted or not. So approximately a month later, I ended up finding I was accepted to 1 Million Degrees. And 1 Million Degrees has changed me completely in a way where I can get the support academically, financially, professionally, and also with the Saturday sessions, able to change my perspective on a lot of things.
And talk to me a little bit about what being in the program is like, because you have a mentor, and how does that work?
With OMD, it's like a community that's like family-wise, where you have program coordinators and different staffs that can help you out with anything that you need help with. If you're like low on bus fare, you can talk to the program coordinator based on your college, but as well as understand that it's like a lot that comes with it, especially academically, if you have like fees or anything. And then additionally, being able to speak how you feel in the creativity that you have.
What kinds of advice do you get? I mean, is it about your academics? I mean, do you talk about that? Do you talk about things beyond school?
With my mentor and my coach, I talk about all aspects of everything, life itself, academic, professionally, and everything, because of the fact that it helps me understand that it's worth striving for, it's worth pushing for. And with me being at Olive Harvey, it helped me achieve what I wanted to do, and also being able to expand myself.
Anish Sahoni, can you talk about the range of assistance that students are getting, and frankly, the range of assistance that they need?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get us started. And, you know, the place where I always start is no student has the same needs, right? Every student is unique. And so core to what we do is really think about how do we customize the supports available. But what's common across our students, as Stephanie was noting, is we have team members at OMD, 1 Million Degrees, called program coordinators. And really our program coordinators are the first touch point for our students to help them navigate their journey. As Stephanie noted, sometimes there are things that come up in life that our students need some support with, someone to nudge them and push them to say, I've got your back. I'll hold you here when you're navigating this challenging moment. And also to connect them to other resources. So, you know, there's actually a lot of resources available to our students. Sometimes our students don't always know what is available to them. So make sure we're sort of that bridge. And then the other big piece that's common across all of our students are the professional coaches who come from the workforce and the industries oftentimes where our students are interested in pursuing a career. And so our coaches are able to help our students with confidence building, right? Letting them know what you're learning now will help you and prepare you for the future. Sharing advice on how to navigate or think about things like financial literacy, right? So Stephanie noted our Saturday sessions where we go through curriculum to support our students to understand the holistic things that'll support them in life. And so being able to take the theory and the curriculum and apply it to practical knowledge and practical experience. And then finally, our coaches also are great for networking and building social capital, right? It's also about who you know and how you're able to navigate those systems. And so I would say the layers of service are holistic, and really ultimately it's about having a community of support for our students that meets them where they are.
You're listening to WBBM News Radio's At Issue. I'm Craig Delamore. We're talking about the City Colleges and the 1 Million Degrees program. My guests are Anish Sohoni, the CEO of 1 Million Degrees, Juan Salgado, Chancellor of the City Colleges of Chicago, and Stephanie Meeks, an OMD student at Olive Harvey College. And Juan Salgado, let's talk a little bit more about the student, because that is something, if there's been a hallmark of the City Colleges, it has been responding to those needs of students in the years that you've been there, especially, but even before that, and how this dovetails with what you've been trying to do at the colleges, the college system.
Craig, this is an incredible compliment to the work that we've been already doing in several respects. I'll say, first, there's a key component in the OMD program that Stephanie spoke about is her mentor that is, from the private sector, right? We are with 1 Million Degrees going to be recruiting a legion of mentors that will not just support our students, get to know our students, but also help them to make that critical first step into that critical first job, right? To understand how to be successful in those environments that exist, whether they're in corporate environments or government or otherwise. And so, this is going to be real quick because we all know that those first steps out of college are critical to overall career success, overall lifetime earnings, in overall career growth, okay? The second place where there's a great complement is we have been focused in on supporting student needs. And this is very important from opening up healthy food markets and food pantries in our colleges to more recently in a partnership with DePaul University, providing apartments for students that are homeless. To our wellness centers and our wellness supports. So what we're doing with 1 Million Degrees is adding to that effort to provide supports to our students. We do lots of tutoring as well in Sober 1 Million Degrees, be enhancing that tutoring. And so that suite of student supports has been an area of investment. This will further that investment. And I'd say the other area where this will add added value is our effort to make sure that we're relevant to the growing areas in the economy. As you know, we do have our centers of excellence in high growth, high demand occupations. And we believe that our students with these level of supports will complete at higher levels and therefore will be in these industries in a more abundant way, filling critical workforce opportunities that right now are going vacant, Craig. When a position is vacant, not only does the company lose, but our communities lose, because that's income, that's bread that we're leaving off the table of working families, right? Out of the economies of local communities. And so we need to bring more of those resources, taking our students from our local communities and making sure they fill those vacancies in the Chicago economy.
Amen. This is Stephanie. I want to talk to you about because you're actually in your last year at Al Harvey, so you're about to move on, and I'll ask you a little bit later about what you want to do next. But I'm remembering back to my first years in college, and I came from what would be considered a great high school and went to a good college. I went to Columbia University in New York, and I just remember, even for me, my first year in school, I felt overwhelmed. Time management, I wasn't keeping up with how many different subjects I had, and it was scary. I wish I had a mentor or a counselor to help me through that. And did you find you and other students around you had those kinds of issues too? That it's simply college is a different world.
My first semester I started off virtually because of the pandemic, and me at the time taking two classes, I didn't know where to turn or where to go or like how to start off because it's a new experience. I was fresh out of high school and I'm starting college on a computer. So it was the fact of not knowing where to go until when I got accepted into Women in Degrees, when we started getting paired with our mentor coaches. And I got paired with my coach, Pamela Frazier, and she is an education major. At the time, I was also a early childhood education major before I changed over to psychology and nursing. I was explaining like a lot that was going on because the pandemic did affect me mentally and emotionally because I'm not being able to have the actual college experience due to the pandemic. But I was able to like have that sense of someone being in my corner to support me and to help me out, especially when it comes down to papers and other projects. So being able to have a coach that is willing to support you and willing to give the advice for having to go through life, even though it's virtual, but being able to enjoy yourself and be safe in the process.
Anish Sohoni, actually, I want both you and Juan Salgado to answer this. And you mentioned the study that w showed how effective the program is, but can you talk a little bit more about how you know this method is working, and Juan Salgado, how you can tell from what you see within the student body that this is the way to go?
Yeah, I'll get us started. I mean, we know it works because of what Stephanie just said, right? So, I'll dive into the data that the University of Chicago did, but time and time again, we hear from our scholars like Stephanie how important the supports are and which aspects of the supports really work for them, right? So, we know it works because our scholars, most importantly, are telling us it works for them. We also know it works because of the research study that the Inclusive Economy Lab out of the University of Chicago did that showed that if you apply to 1 million degrees before enrolling in your college, you're 70% more likely to enroll, 94% more likely to persist from fall to spring semester of your first year, and 73% more likely to obtain your associate's degree within 3 years. So we have the student stories and we have the data. I know the chancellor can speak to kind of the broader impact this is having on top of all the supports that are being provided at City Colleges as well.
Please.
Craig, we just had the First Lady come visit Aon with three cabinet secretaries and about 1,000 apprentices, right, that have been working in these corporate environments. And I will tell you that the room was filled with Black and Brown young people from all across the city, right, that are now very successful in, whatever corporate opportunity they've been able to take advantage of. And As you go across the room, you find 1 million degrees participants because not only did they persist to the point where they were able to do their studies and be incredibly successful in these occupations, but they were prepared to make the most of it because they had the proper supports to make the most of it, right? And so for me, it's not just the data, it's actually meeting students out in the world of work and seeing the success that they're having and how OMD and city colleges, of course, because it's the foundation of a city college's education that has led them to this success. But it's the additive supports that we provide, that OMD provides, that positions them for the kind of career success. So when I'm going out and meeting our students in the workplaces that they are now in, and I'm hearing from them the impact that OMD had on them, now I know we must do more of this. And that's why we've raised the 20 million, 5 million of which is coming from City College of Chicago. And that's why we're committed to growing this program into the future to help Stephanie and all the Stephanies that are out there in our system.
And you just raised the other question that I wanted to ask, and that is raising the money, funding this, it's scaling this up to cover 7 campuses eventually. That's an expensive proposition. And how do you get the kind of resources that you would need to do that in a time within, our lifetime?
Well, I'm going to be here to make sure it happens in my lifetime. Okay. but I will, God willing, right? I will say this much, Craig. In all of my career, the one thing I know is this, that success gets resourced. As we have success with this initiative, we will find a way to ensure that we are able to resource it. Unprecedented outcomes like the ones we will achieve as a result of this and the other efforts that City Colleges is undergoing will itself bring greater resources, because we will have more students gaining from this. But I just believe, because I've seen it throughout my career, that when you build things that work, you find investment both from within your institution and outside your institution to continue it on.
And Stephanie Meeks, I can't get out of this discussion without asking you, 10 years from now, what is it that you want to be doing? What is your path?
Currently, at the moment, with me majoring in psychology and nursing, I will be completing my degree at Olive Harvey with the Associates of Psychology. Later on down the line, I do plan on either living in downtown or Hyde Park. At least be married, probably have some kids. I don't know about that yet, but still working on it. But at least being able to be a labor and delivery nurse or be a marriage or family therapist.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And it means you have a mission to help other people, and that's always good to hear. That is going to, believe it or not, be the last word. And I'm glad you got to have it, Stephanie, in this discussion. And I do want to thank Stephanie Meeks, who is a 1 million degree student at Olive Harvey College, for spending this half hour with us, as well as Anish Sohoni, the CEO of 1 million degrees. And I think I can call him my friend, Juan Salgado, Chancellor of the City Colleges of Chicago. It is always good to have you on this program, and thank you very, very much. So for our listeners, if you'd like a copy of this program or to hear it again, please visit our website at wbbmnewsradio.com. There's a link on the homepage. You can also find our podcasts on odyssey.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of At Issue, and I hope you'll be listening. Until then, I'm Craig Delamore. 1059 WBBM.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.